Parshat Va'era, it's the second parsha in the book of Exodus. And the story about the Jews in Egypt sort of unfolds. Now, we finished last week's parsha, where Moses is sent back to Egypt from Midian. He had a revelation at the burning bush. He was to approach Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Those famous words. Actually, when he came to Pharaoh, it really backfired. Because Pharaoh said, "Listen, if you have enough time to be campaigning, politicking, and sending representatives in diplomacy or in demand, then it means we're providing too much time and we're not going difficult enough on you." And at that point, Pharaoh decreed that the same quota that they had in building as slaves, they were to upkeep, but they weren't given the actual bricks with which to build. Meaning to say, they had more work that they had to do all of a sudden. They had to create the material, the raw materials, with which to build, which was an added step. Of course, you can imagine this is not build Moses in the eyes of the Jewish people. His esteem did not rise. And they all gang up on him. I said, "Listen, for the time that you went to Pharaoh, it only got worse. Not only did it help, but it got worse." Moshe Rabbeinu then goes and he approaches Hashem. And he says those famous words, "Lama hari oisa lama zeh? Why have you made it worse for the people? Why did you send me? Because from the time that I arrived and I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, actually, it became worse for the people." Hashem says to Moshe, "You will see what I'll do to Pharaoh, because with a strong hand, he will send you, and with a strong hand, he will drive you out of his land. Just stand by and watch." This is all the end of last week's parsha. This week's parsha begins, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, and he said to him, "Ani Hashem, I am Hashem." And I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob with a specific approach, so to speak. However, the name of Hashem, I did not make known to them. And this week's parsha, which begins and Hashem spoke to Moshe, seems to be a little bit superfluous because God was speaking to Moses before. So why the need to restate the God spoke to Moses? So Rashi commentary said that the kind of conversation somewhat changed. Hashem actually says to him, "How is it that you're questioning this that I have sent you to do?" In general, it's very interesting to see that Moses really challenged Hashem by saying, "Why have you made it worse for the people? And since I've approached Pharaoh and since I've started to do what you've asked me to do, it has become worse." Now, the truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't asking God or questioning God, as in he didn't believe God. Moses was representing the Jewish people. And the Jewish people, of course, he was a faithful shepherd of the Jewish people. He campaigned on their behalf. He represented them. And of course, just this question, many of the people within the Jewish people had, of course. In other words, imagine Moshe Rabbeinu presents himself as the leader, and now he comes and is contesting Pharaoh. It gets worse. What do you think the reaction of the people are going to be? The reaction of the people is, "Who needs you?" And more than "who needs you," is this really, "Where's God? God sent you, and this is what's happening." So Moshe Rabbeinu verbalizes it. Moshe Rabbeinu sort of articulates exactly what many of the people were thinking. But it wasn't in order to strengthen the question, as if Moses himself didn't believe that God would fulfill or enact exactly everything that he said. Of course Moses believed that. Moses just had a revelation on a burning bush. Moses spoke to God. Moses was the greatest prophet that ever existed. But Moses also's job wasn't just to represent the Jewish people. It was to actually foster the faith of the Jewish people. And in order to foster the faith of the Jewish people, he had to be able to get the Jewish people themselves to reflect and to poke deep down inside them, to ask the questions, to hear the answers, to have to fan the flame of faith that existed and exists inside them. And this is actually the great distinction of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, this that Hashem said that the forefathers Abraham and Isaac and Jacob didn't question actually is one of the great distinctions of Moses. Not that it's a detriment, but it actually shows the closeness of Moses to God. It shows also the representation of the Jewish people to God, and it then fosters the deeper level of faith that was so important for the Jewish people to believe as they were going through what was considered to be the worst year of their life, because they were in servitude and there was a big showdown and it wasn't seemingly helping. But of course, God kept on saying, I'm taking you out of Egypt. And what do you do when you're in like a real dark place? Do you believe? Or do you say it can't be? When you can't see around the corner, what do? You say, oh, God doesn't exist, it's not happening? Or do you say, no, I trust, I believe? When you get into a really, really tough spot, and this isn't just the story of the Jewish people in Egypt, this is a story of the Jewish people in exile, where it gets dark, where there's a concealment of God. Does it make us feel like God doesn't exist? Or do we search harder, do we dig deeper in order to bring out the God that we know exists deep inside us and at the core of everything that exists in this world? I think after October 7th, it's very clear to see. Oh boy, was that a dark day. But it didn't stay a dark day, because really the work afterwards is to foster that faith and to see the heroic supreme strength that's coming out of Israel, to see the reaction of the families, of the soldiers, of the mothers and fathers, of those which have become injured or even killed. You can see that faith that is inherent and that lays right at the core of each and every Jew. Va'era, and I appeared, says God. And through this story, and through the hardship, and through the challenge, actually a deeper level of God was prevalent in the world. Of course, we pray that we should pass the tests that are being thrown our way, that we should be able to reach deep down and foster that faith that is inherent within each and every one of us. And of course, may we merit to see and to greet Mashiach speedily in our days. Amen.